哈利路亚，我们在座弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to the brothers and sisters.
非常高兴能够到我们卡加利教会来跟大家一起碰面。
And I'm very happy to meet all of you here in Calgary Church.
这边是我这一次出来那个最后一站。
And this is the last stop of my journey to Canada here.
因为本来温哥华教会叫我还要过去，可是我台湾的工作很多，所以没办法播出来。
And I know Vancouver Church has asked me to visit them as well, but because my work in Taiwan, I cannot make it.
所以这边就最后一站。
So Calgary becomes my last stop.
那我以前有一个惯例，就是这个教会如果是我第一次到，我就会做见证。
And I have this habit that if this is the first time I've been in this church, then I'll bear testimony.
因为这是我跟主耶稣一种就是报答主恩的一个方法。
And this to me is a way for me to replace to repay for the grace of the Lord.
我从小是生长在一个这个乡村的地方。
And from young, I grew up in the countryside.
那我们的家庭就是我们华人一般拜拜的家庭。
Yeah, my family worshipped idols and ancestors like normal or common people.
所以从小其实我对什么宗教信仰没有兴趣。
So from young, I did not have any interest in religion or faith.
因为我觉得我不觉得这个宇宙之中有神。
Because I did not believe under this universe there is such thing as a God.
我认为人的命运是掌握在自己的手中。
And I believe that our fate is in our own hands.
你将来想要过什么样的生活在现在你就是要付出什么样的努力。
And I believe that however kind of life you want to lead in the future, you have to put down the effort.
所以我也朝着这样的一个意念去努力读书。
And so I've strived towards with this kind of mentality and strived to my studies.
那在三十多年前在台湾我们如果能够做贸易的话是赚钱 很容易的一个方法。
And in Taiwan 30 some years ago, if you were in the finance world, then that is a very good way to make money.
那所以我大学就读那个 international trade。
And so in university, I majored in international trade.
因为我就是准备要做生意。
And I was ready to step into this world of finance.
那到了大学以后那我很热衷在这个政党的活动。
And in university, I was very involved in many clubs.
可是当时台湾其实只有一个政党。
Oh, sorry, in politics and in Taiwan at the time, there's only one party.
也就是中国国民党。
And that is the Kuomintang Party, the National Party.
那在我们，因为我们在台湾男孩子都要当兵。
And in Taiwan, all the men have to enlist in the army.
所以学校里面从高中都有教官军人在管理。
And so from high school on, there are officers in the schools that discipline the students.
一直到现在都还是那个高中大学都是还是有军人在管理。
And even until now, the high school and universities will still have military officers as disciplinarians.
那我们就称他是教官了，就是专门做训导的。
And these are people that discipline the students.
那教官在高中的时候就跟我们说，你要入党了。
And these officers from high school, they will tell us that you have to enlist in a party.
你如果不入党你去当兵的话就被抄死。
And if you don't join in a party, then when you go into the military, you will suffer greatly. And physically.
所以我其实高中我就加入那个国民党。
And so from high school, I was enlisted in the National Party.
所以到大学我很热衷参与这个政党的活动。
And in university, I was very involved in the politics of the party.
然后就被我们国贸系的选为这个资青党部的一个干部。
And so I became a coordinator or a department head for this particular club.
那我们就被集中在一个政府的一个所在地哈去那边受训。
And we were gathered in a government common property to have training.
那个地方是一个就是 college 哈，一个山靠近山边的 college 哈。
And this was a countryside college.
就在受训的那个一个礼拜里面哈。
And during the 1 week of training.
结果我被那个毒虫咬到。
I was bitten by a poisonous insect.
咬到那个脚盘哦，这个脚盘就红肿的非常厉害。
And it bit the back of my foot, and it swelled up greatly.
那非常的痒。
And it was very itchy.
所以可是因为我从小身体都很好，不曾生过病。
And from young, I had a very good health and never felt ill.
所以我觉得这是小事情，我就忍耐。
And so I thought this was just something very trivial, so I just endured it.
一直到那个训练结束。
Until the end of the training.
我到学校附近的那个西药房买药来吃。
And I went to a clinic nearby the school to purchase some medicine.
那有消下去。
And the swelling has gone down.
所以我就想说应该没问题。
So I thought this must be working, it's okay.
那我因为家境不好。
And for myself, because I have a poor financial background at home.
所以我从高中一直到大学寒暑假我都要去打工。
So from high school until university, during the winter and summer breaks, I took on part-time jobs.
尤其大学的时候都是要去摆地摊，到市场去摆地摊卖一些家庭五金。
And especially in university, we have to set up a kiosk in the market and to sell household items.
那目的就是为了赚一点那个学费。
And the only purpose is to earn a bit of the tuition.
结果有一天就是那时候应该是1979年的大概八月的时候。
And this was in 1979, August.
那我有个朋友他来看我。
I had a friend who came to visit me.
因为那时候天气很热，我穿短裤。
And that time was very, the weather was very warm, so I was wearing shorts.
他看到，你的腿怎么那么胖？
And he said, why is your leg so fat?
结果他给我压下去。
And so he pressed down on my leg.
竟然扶不起来。
But the skin did not come back.
他就跟我说，你这个有问题哦，你要去检查一下这样。
And then he told me that there's a problem with this leg, you must go in to take a look at it.
结果我去检查，那医生跟我说，我是犯了慢性肾脏发炎。
And when I went to the clinic, the doctor told me that I have a
kidney.
Chronic kidney inflammation.
那这个那个医生一开始都跟我说没问题你那么年轻哦很快就好了。
And the doctor tells me that because you're so young, don't worry, it'll heal very quickly.
可是没多久一样就越来水肿越厉害。
But as time went on, I became more bloated and swelling what got worse.
那我就赶快又换医生。
And so I went to another doctor.
所以台北地区那个中医啦西医啦我就一直找。
And so around Taipei, I went through all the Chinese doctors and the Western doctors.
可是都没办法帮我医。
But none of them could find a cure for me.
那九月以后又开学了，那时候是大学三年级。
And at September, I was going into a third year university.
那开学以后我就一边去找西医，一边给中医针灸。
And so after school started, I went through acupuncture at the same time. I looked for other Western doctors.
可是到了大概那个十月份的时候，我已经没有体力了。
But at around October, I have no more energy.
所以我就办休学啊，回啊北部啊我哥哥的家。
And so I took a year off school and went back north to my brother's home.
哎，目的就是为了要能够啊那个就医比较方便。
And the purpose is that I will have more access to doctors.
那啊休学以后啊，我就去啊一家很有名的医院，就长庚医院。
And after I took a year off school, I went to a very famous hospital.
去看了几趟。
And I went a couple of times.
我每次要问那个医生说我到底什么病，他都不跟我讲。
And every time I asked the doctor, what is my problem? What is my illness? And he would not tell me.
可是我把他的那个处方签所写的那个药名把它背起来。
But I memorized his prescription in his notepad.
回去一查，哎，他都开那个复肾皮质荷蒙素的药给我吃。
And I went home and looked it up, and it was a cortisol hormonal medication.
就是那个类固醇。
And it's a steroid.
好，那结果我就去问那个医生。
And so I went to ask the doctor.
我说，哎，我到底患什么病啊？不然你怎么都开这个类固醇的药给我吃？
And so I asked him, what illness do I have that you keep giving me the steroid to eat?
因为类固醇的药在西医来讲就是最后的一道了。
Because if he's giving me steroid, then in the Western medication world, it is the last stage, the last step.
反正西医找不到原因了他没办法医的话，他就用类固醇给你就对了。
And because of the Western doctor, if they cannot find a cure, they cannot find what the problem is, and they'll just give you a steroid.
那结果那个医生就跟我说，因为你患了肾病变症候群。
And the doctor tells me it is a.
我不会讲，反就肾脏病里面所有的症状都有的那种那种病啊。
It is a deviated combination of all the kidney problems that you can have.
因为我那时候全身水肿非常厉害呀。
Because I was bloated throughout my whole body.
那医生说这种病因为到目前找不到那个发病的原因。
And the doctor tells me that we cannot find the cause to this kind of illness.
有些时候是被毒虫咬到，有些时候是被蜜蜂咬到。
And some say it's because you're bitten by a poisonous insect, and some say you're stung by a bee.
有些时候是滤过性病毒引起的。
And some say it's E. coli?
滤过性病毒，英文怎么讲我不知道。好，没关系。好，那因为找不到真正那个病因，所以目前都是用类固醇控制。
And because they could not find the source of the problem, that's why they control it with steroids.
你如果幸运的话，你就是一辈子吃这个药控制住。
And if you're lucky, then you can take this medication for a lifetime and it'll control it.
如果不幸，那你准备牺牲。
And if you are unlucky, then you have to go through dialysis.
我听到医生这样跟我讲，我整个人就快要晕倒一样。
And when I heard this, I was about to faint.
因为一辈子吃类固醇，那表示说也活不久啊。
Because if I were to take steroids throughout my lifetime, that means I will not live for long.
因为类固醇吃多了，其实内脏会坏掉。
Because if we ingest steroids, then our internals would break down.
好，那要洗肾，在当时台湾是还没有那个健康保险。
And in order to go through dialysis, we didn't have insurance or health insurance at the time.
好，所以那个洗肾一次在当时来讲以我们现在的加币来说要230块加币。
And every time you go through dialysis, it's converted to $230 Canadian.
那一个礼拜如果洗三次，你看要花多少钱？
And if we do this three times a week, you can count how much money we need.
你到底有多少钱，家里有多少财产可以洗。
And how much wealth does your family have to go through this medication?
所以我那时候就意识到说完了。
And so I thought to myself, that is it.
那我爸爸那时候已经七十岁左右了。
My father at the time was in his 70s.
他就跟我说，没关系，我会去把田地卖掉那个来跟你医。
And he said, no problem, I'll go back and sell the farmland and it'll be your money for medication.
但我因为我一想，如果医能够医好，那没关系。可是听医生这样讲，大概是就是没有希望的。
But I thought to myself, if I ingest the medication that will heal me, then that is fine. But according to the doctor, it's not going to help me.
所以我就拒绝我父亲的那个建议。
And so I refused my father's suggestion.
那后来邻居就抱我去一个地方拿那个祖传的秘方。
And so one of my neighbors took me to a place where they used a traditional medicine.
也就是中药丸啊。
And it is a Chinese medication.
去的时候那个医生就说, 他已经医好1000多个肾脏病的人。
And when I went, this doctor told me that he has already cured over 1,000 of people with kidney failure.
那每次都带一大包的那个中药丸回来。
And every time I go, I'll take a full pack of this Chinese medication with me.
因为一天要吃7次的药。
Because every day we have to take 7 of these pills.
一次要吃大概200cc这么多的药丸。
And every time you have to take about 200cc of medicine.
那时候我一天的排尿量大概不到500cc。
And in that time, my daily urine was not even 500cc.
所以肚子胀得非常厉害，每次吃那个药丸，吃完其实很少再吃饭。
And so my stomach was very bloated, and after eating the medication, I very seldom would have to take a meal.
所以非常痛苦。
And so I was going through a lot of suffering.
那等于就是每天就是看武侠小说在那边等死。
And so every day I'd be reading the action novels and waiting for death.
就在我最绝望的时候。
And at the time where I was the lost all hope.
我接到我同班同学一个姐妹。 写信给我。
And I received a letter from a colleague who was also a sister.
后来我才知道我同班同学有两个是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
And then I found out that of my colleagues, two of them were members of the True Jesus Church.
这个姐妹她就写信跟我讲。
And this sister wrote to me.
她说我看你医生找那么多都没办法给你医。
And she said, I see that you have went through so many doctors and could not find a cure.
那是不是让我给你介绍一位全能的大医生？
And allow me to introduce to you an almighty physician.
我看到那一封信，我好高兴。 我说，这个世上还有一个全能的大医生。
And when I saw this letter, I was very happy because in this world, there is still an almighty physician.
所以我就赶快写信给他讲。
And so I replied to her letter.
我说，他住在哪里呀？
And so I asked her, where does he live?
你实在是太不够意思了。
And you're such a terrible friend.
我们当同学两年都，你有这么好的医生，不早一点跟我讲。
That you had such a good doctor, but then we were friends for 2 years, and you never told me.
他住在哪里？ 我3更半夜都要去找他。
And so where does he live? I'll even find him at midnight.
结果他又写封信告诉我。
And so she replied to my letter.
因为当时也没有什么手机啦，电话也不方便。
And that time, we didn't have cell phones, and phone communication wasn't very convenient.
都是靠写信的。
So it was all by written letters.
好，他就写信给我说。
And so she wrote to me saying,
这一位全能的大医生，就是真耶稣教会所在敬拜的主耶稣。
And she said, this almighty physician is the God that True Jesus Church worships.
我看到这封信，我很生气。
And when I read this letter, I was very angry.
我说，我已经病得快死了，你还在跟我开玩笑。
And I'm so ill to the point of death, you're still joking with me.
所以我就把他信撕掉，就丢在垃圾桶，不管了。
And so I ripped up her letter and threw her in the trash.
感谢主，还好他们没有放弃我。
And thank God, good thing she didn't give up on me.
所以就在一个多月后，他们为了要去参加大专学生灵恩会。
And about a month later, they were going to attend the National Youth Theological Seminar.
我同班这两位同学就跟一个男同学就一起到我家来跟我做见证。
And these two sisters and plus another male colleague came to my house to pray testimony for the Lord.
他讲了好多神奇奇事。
And they spoke of many miracles and signs.
可是对我这个没有宗教信仰的人，听起来我觉得好像是天方夜谭一样。
But to me, who has no concept of faith or religion, this is just fantasy.
因为我感觉到这世上怎么可能有这种事情？
Because I feel, how can there be such things in the world?
所以讲完，我就跟他们讲。
And so after they finished talking, I spoke to them.
我家是拜拜的。
I said, we worship idols at home.
我不可能跟你去信。
I will not go to the church with you.
哎，你们如果要来看我，欢迎，但是不要来跟我传耶稣。
But if you want to visit me, you're very welcome, but do not preach about Jesus to me.
好，结果他们要走的时候就留了好多那个福音小册。
And before they left with me a lot of the gospel pamphlets.
哎，就好像我们放在一楼那个小小一本，哈。
And just like the ones that we have on the first floor.
那也留了五本蒙恩见证集。
And they left five books of the testimony of grace.
他们就跟我说啊，反正哦，你很无聊哦，你就把它当成武侠小说随便看看好了。
And they said, since you're very bored at home, you can read this like you read your action novels.
好，那他们走了。
And so they left.
啊，我就想哦。哎，我这两个同学在班上表现很好。
And I thought to myself, these two colleagues are very good in class.
好，所以我就好奇心把他们留给我的书都把它看。
And so out of curiosity, I read through all the books they left me.
结果一看那个蒙恩见证集哇，怎么有那么多神迹奇事？
And then as I read through the testimony of grace, there were so many miracles that
happened. 那每一个见证的人他都留下他的地址、姓名、电话、身份证号码。
And all the people that bore testimony, they wrote down their names and their addresses and phone number and even their social security number.
啊，那应该是 ID number 吧？身份证，身份证是 ID。
Your identity number.
好，那这个我那心里就想，哎。这些人如果不约而同要来骗人家，怎么敢这样写呢？
And so I thought to myself, all these people are gathered to deceive people. How will they dare to write all these down?
所以心里就有点好奇，想要了解。
And so I was very curious and I wanted to understand.
可是又想到说，我已经跟我同学讲，我家拜拜，我不可能去信。
But then I thought to myself, I already told my colleagues that because I worship idols at home, I will not go to the church with them.
因此就把那个冲动把它压抑起来。
And so I subsided this motive.
过了大概两三个礼拜。
And two or three weeks later.
我又把那书再看一下。
And then I opened the books again.
看完以后我就在想。
And after I read them, I thought to myself.
我已经病到这样子。
And I'm ill to this point.
等于说病得快死了。
And I'm ill to the point of death.
那是不是在我要死以前来找一个宗教信仰？
And should I find a faith or a religion for myself before my death?
让我面对死亡，看是不是能够比较不害怕。
So that I will be less afraid in face of death.
所以我这样想以后，我就想我到底要找哪一个宗教信仰？
And when I thought this to myself, I wondered what faith should I seek?
佛教我没有兴趣。
And I had no interest in Buddhism.
道教拜拜我也没有兴趣。
And I had no interest in Taoism.
我就在想说，人家基督教他们都在讲道理唱赞美诗那我现在很无聊，来听他们唱诗应该很好。
And I thought to myself, the Christians they would speak sermons and sing hymns, and since I'm so bored, I can listen to their hymns right now.
所以其实我是抱着说想要去听他们唱诗那种心态的。
And so my attitude is that I want to hear them singing hymns.
所以我就决定要找基督教。
And so I decided to pursue Christianity.
那我同学写给我的信我把它撕掉了。
I had ripped up the letter that my colleague has wrote to me.
然后他留给我的书是写台中的地址。
And the books that she left me has an address in Taichung.
可是我在台北啊。
But I was in Taipei.
我怎么有办法去到台中？
And how did I...How can I go to Taichung for this?
我就想到说，我们台湾那个电话部它会有一些都有广告有很详细的那个每个人名的地址。
And I just remember that the phone book in Taiwan they had advertisements with very detailed addresses and names and numbers.
那我就找基督教。
And so I searched through Christianity.
那我以前都认定信耶稣叫基督徒。
And in my concept before is that anyone who believes in Jesus is a Christian.
他们的教会就叫做基督教。
And then the church that they go to is called a Christian church.
从来没有想到有那么多的那个教派。
I never thought to myself that there are so many denominations.
结果当我把电话簿一打开，哇，基督教怎么那么多？
And so I first opened the phone book and I thought to myself, wow, there's so many Christian churches.
有天主教。
They're Catholics.
浸信会。
There are baptism.
长老会。
Presbyterians.
圣公会。
And other denominations.
好，一大堆的会。
And there are all these other churches.
好，啊，所以我心里就想，哇，怎么办？我从哪里去找耶稣？
And so I thought to myself, what do I do? Where do I find this Jesus?
哎，后来我就去想到说，啊，我同学写给我的信。
And then I remember the letter my colleague wrote to me.
哎，说全能的大医生住在真耶稣教会里边。
And then that she told me that the Almighty Physician lives in True Jesus Church.
因此啊，我想说，我应该要从真耶稣教会开始找。
And so I thought to myself, I will start with True Jesus Church.
哦，那我就翻，哎，找到一家距离我住的比较近的教会。
And so I searched through phone book and found a True Jesus Church that was closest to me.
啊，也就是板桥教会。
And that was a church in 板桥。
啊，那个 David Lee 的太太哈，以前就是板桥教会的。跟我同一个教会。
And Brother David's wife, Sister Emily, is from the same church.
那时候他的叔叔啊、爸爸都跟我们很熟。
And at that time, her uncle and father was all very familiar with us.
好，那我就打电话去。
And so I called them.
那我接电话的其实你们都认识。
And the person who picked up the phone, you all know him.
以前有来到这边的一个那个张恩卓长老。
And he is a preacher Chang that has been here.
他那时候负担板桥教会。
And he at the time was pastoring the church in 板桥。
我就跟他讲说，我是一个患有很严重肾脏病的人。
And I told him I'm one with a serious kidney failure.
现在很无聊啊，你们能不能派一个人啊过来跟我聊天
？And I said I'm very bored right now. Can you send someone to chat with me？
他们就说好啊。你等一下，我马上就过去。
And he said, "Yes, please wait. I'll be there over there immediately."
所以他很快就到我家来跟我见证。
And so very quickly he came to my house and he testified for me.
从那一天开始，我就到我们真耶稣教会板桥教会慕道。
And from that day on, I would true seek at the True Jesus Church in 板桥。
当时板桥教会神迹奇事非常显明。
And at that time in the church, there was a lot of signs and miracles.
有很多。就那个被鬼附着的那个得到医治。
And there are many people who were possessed by demons and were healed.
中风都好了。
And some that were healed after their stroke.
好多病都被主医治。
And many illnesses that were healed by God.
所以我们去那边聚会几乎都在听那个见证会比较多。
And so when I true seek there, I'm always listening to different testimonies.
而且那时候板桥教会他们在洗礼那一段时间都是三十几个四十几个在洗礼。
And at that time in the church when they have baptism services it's always 30 or 40 people that are baptized.
等于是一次洗礼就是我们卡加利教会的信徒数这样。
And it's like every time they baptize it's the size of a Calgary church.
我那一次跟我一起洗礼总共有38个。
And at that time there were 38 who were baptized with me.
好，那所以我每次 去那边聚会就是听见见证。
So every time I go to True Seek, I listen to these testimonies.
那教会弟兄姐妹很有爱心。
And the brothers and sisters at church were very loving.
每天一定会派一个弟兄轮流从我家 再到教会 把我载到教会去听道理。
And every day they will send a brother in turn to take me to the church.
然后 有一些没有在上班的那个姐妹他们就三五个找一找就到我家帮我祷告讲见证给我听。
And there are some sisters who aren't working and they'll group in threes and fives and come to my house and pray with me and share testimonies with me.
所以在慕道那一段时间其实我蛮喜乐的。
During the time of truth seeking, I was very joyful.
因为每天都固定会有人来看我。
Because every day there was some people that would come to visit me.
那我慕道大概一个月。
And I've true seek for about a month.
感冒。
And I caught a cold.
那时候都1980年的一月的时候。
And this was in 1980, January.
在台湾来讲是非常冷的。
And in Taiwan in January is very cold.
大概外面的温度大概十度。
And it's probably 10 degrees outside.
可是我们那个十度比里面的零度好像更冷，感觉更冷。
But it feels like this 10 degrees is colder than your below zero here.
我们今天早晨是零度嘛，对不对？可是我穿 穿一件那个薄薄的夹克出去，我就可以走路了。
And this morning it was 0 degrees, and I can just wear a jacket and go up to walk.
在台湾哦，如果10度哦，就要穿那个很厚的那个夹克。
And in Taiwan, if it was 10 degrees, you need to put on a very thick winter coat.
因为那个寒风哦，一吹来哦，就感觉好冷哦。
Because there's the wintry wind that blows, and you will feel very cold.
好，那我去西药房哦，拿药要吃。
And I went to the Western clinic to get some medication.
西药房的老板不卖给我。
But the store owner would not sell it to me.
因为他看到我水肿那么厉害。
Because he saw that I was so severely bloated.
他叫我去住院。
And he asked me to be hospitalized.
可是我，因为我那时候对这个医药哈、啊、因为生病已经从七九年的八月生病到这个时候已经五个多月了。
And from the time I fell ill in the month of August of 79 till then, it was about 5 months.
就感觉到对这个医药、啊、有一种灰心、啊、
And I was very disappointed in medication.
啊，所以我就跟我妈妈讲说，啊，我要来祷告。
And so I tell my mother I want to pray.
因为教会都说耶稣是真神。
Because the church tells me that Lord Jesus is the true God.
啊，会医人的病。
And he will heal our sicknesses.
这是他们讲的。
And this is what they tell me.
啊，我并没有感觉。
But I did not feel anything.
啊，那我要借着这一次的机会好好祷告。
But I wanted to use this opportunity and pray.
哎，所以那天晚上我就自己一个关在房间里面啊，拼命祷告。
And so that night I shut myself in my room and I prayed very hard.
哦，一直念哈利路亚赞美主是哈利路亚赞美主是这样。
And I repeated Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
祷告了一个多小时。
And about an hour after my prayer,
因为啊没有体力了
，because of the lack of energy,
心里就在想
，and I thought to myself in my heart,
主耶稣是真神，他应该知道我是真心的要依靠他。
And Lord Jesus is the true God; He should know that I sincerely want to come and rely on Him.
那这样这祷告应该够了吧
？And this should be enough of a prayer.
啊，加上我自己也没有体力了
，and since I was running out of energy,
哦，所以我就啊停下来
，I stopped the prayer.
哎。结果休息不到五分钟
And I took about a 5 minute break
那时候我是穿大衣的
And at that time I had a great thick jacket
结果整个人、哦、一直冒汗
But I began to sweat
那我就拿温度计量
And so I took a thermometer and I measured
结果一量降 0.5 度
And it went down 0.5 degrees
那原来是发烧到39度半
Originally had a fever at 39.5.
那每隔几分钟量一下，哦，又降0.5度。
And so after a few minutes, I would measure, and it would drop by half a degree.
流汗把那个衣服啊全部都湿透了。
And I was sweating so much that it soaked through the jacket.
所以一下子发烧、腰酸背痛啊，什么都没有了。
And so all of a sudden, all the fever and the soreness of my body went away.
我就好高兴。
And I was very happy.
就第一次体会到，原来祷告是有功效的。
And this is my first time experiencing the effectiveness of prayer.
隔一天我就打电话给那个张传道。
And the next day I called Preacher Chung.
我说，你们教会有神。
And I said, there is God in your church.
因为昨天我感冒，啊，他祷告，他给我医治。
Because yesterday I had caught a cold and I prayed and he healed me.
好，那从这一天开始，我就，很认真的祷告。
And from that day on, I very sincerely and earnestly prayed.
那我妈妈因为爱儿子，所以陪我上教会啊，陪我祷告。
And my mother, because she loved me so much, that she came to church with me and she prayed with me.
我每天早上起来都是祷告一个多小时，而且是禁食祷告。
And every morning I would fast and pray for an hour.
好，那后来到了1980年的三月的时候。
And in March in 1980.
张长老他带了一些姐妹去访问
And Preacher Chang took some sisters and they were visiting
就在聊天的时候
And as we were chatting
他就问我说、你吃这个祖传的秘方、会不会很痛苦
And he asked me by taking this traditional medication does it cause you any pain
我说当然会啊
And I said of course it does
他们就说、如果、不吃药病会好你要不要
And he asked me, if you stop taking the medication, your illness will be better. Do you want to do that?
我说当然要啊。
And I said, of course I want to do that.
所以他的妈妈就勉励我说，那你这样专心依靠神，我们把大家帮你祷告。
And he said, then take away the medication and focus your reliance on God, and we'll pray for you.
哎，主耶稣一定会医好你的病。
And Lord Jesus will surely heal your illness.
啊，那我那时候也不知道从哪里来的力量，我真的就说好，我就把那个祖传秘方拿去丢掉。
And I don't know what power came through me at the time, but I said yes, and I took that medication, I threw it away.
哎，因为我知道这些祖传秘方其实对我没什么帮助。
Because I know that this traditional medicine isn't really helping me.
好，那丢掉完，我就开始祷告。
And so after I threw it out, I began to pray.
奇妙的就是，那个，我没有吃药，但是我并没有恶化。
And very miraculously, even though I didn't take the medication, I did not get any worse.
所以我就知道主耶稣有在看顾。
And so I know Lord Jesus is watching over me.
啊，感谢主！后来就这样很认真的每天去聚会啊，每天祷告读经。
And so thankfully after that, I very, very diligently went to service and prayed and read the Bible every day.
啊，有时候心里会比较急，啊，心情，啊，会比较起伏不定。
And sometimes I'll feel very anxious and I'll have an emotional up and down.
啊，弟兄姐妹就过来跟我鼓励，啊，又帮忙祷告这样。
And the brothers and sisters would come and they would encourage me and pray with me.
哦，到了，80年的5月18号。
And on May 18th, on 1980,
因为我已经相信耶稣是天上的真神。
Because I believe that Lord Jesus is the true God in heaven.
哦，所以我就在那一次报名洗礼。
And so I've registered for baptism.
哎，那洗礼完要回去的时候，有一个弟兄就说：“哎，你现在在神面前哦，是一个义人哦。”
And after I came up from the baptism, I was returning back. One brother told me that, remember before God, you are a righteous person.
义人的祷告是大有功效的。
And that the prayer of a righteous person is very effective.
你回去哦，好好求圣灵。
And when you go home, pray for the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣一定会赐你圣灵。
And Lord Jesus will give you the Holy Spirit.
那我心里就想，我病好比较要紧啊，圣灵等我病好再慢慢求就好了。
And I thought to myself, it is more important that I'm healed. I can pray for the Holy Spirit after I get better.
啊，其实这观念是不对的。
And this is the wrong concept.
因为神要我们看重的是内在属灵的生命。
Because God wants us to place the emphasis on our spiritual life.
啊，那后来啊，因为我就心里在想说，哎，我慕道已经将近半年了。
And I thought to myself, I've truly seek for about half a year.
啊，那主耶稣早就知道我生病是需要他帮助啊。
And Lord, you should already know that I'm sick and need His help.
那我何不这一次开始专心来求圣灵。
And so I'll take this opportunity and I'll focus in my prayer on receiving the Holy Spirit.
好，那要求圣灵，我就想到我的同学跟我讲说，他得到圣灵是大专随身联恩会的时候。
And when I thought of praying for the Holy Spirit, I remember what my colleague told me that she received the Holy Spirit during a national theological seminar.
人家晚上都睡觉，她自己一个去祷告室去求。
And when everybody else already have gone to bed, she went to the prayer room by herself to pray for the Holy Spirit.
她跪下来就跟主耶稣讲说：“主啊，今天如果你们不是给我圣灵，我就不起来。”
And she knelt down and said to God that, Lord, if you don't give me tonight, then I will not get up.
哎，结果她祷告三个小时就得到圣灵。
Then she prayed for 3 hours and received the Holy Spirit.
哎，我还看过一个，我亲眼看过了一个大学生姐妹祷告4个多小时的。
And I've seen with my own eyes that a college student, a sister, she prayed for 4 hours.
真的是非常有耐心。
And she really had a lot of patience.
啊，我就想说，那人家女孩子可以这样子，我也可以啊。
And I thought to myself, even the girls can do this, I of course can do this too.
所以我跪下去祷告，就说主啊，今天你如果不赐给我圣灵，我就不起来。
And so I knelt down and said to myself, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Spirit tonight, I will not get up.
可是祷告一个多小时，我说哦，腰酸背痛的。
But an hour into my prayer, I had a sore back.
手都举不起来了。
And I cannot lift my hands.
啊，我心里就说啊，今天主耶稣没有听我祷告。
And I thought to myself, Lord Jesus must have not heard my prayer today.
算了算了，起来。
And so I'll give up now and I'll get up.
那隔一天哦，又要求。
And the next day I wanted to pray again.
跪下去的时候又跟主耶稣说，主啊，你今天不给我，我就不起来。
And when I knelt down again, I said, Lord, if you don't give it to me today, I will not get up.
哎，结果又祷告到一个多小时，又开始想要起来。
And about an hour into my prayer, I wanted to give up and get up.
可是我说一边又想，不对啊，我不是跟主耶稣说，求不到不起来。
And I thought to myself, this is not right because I said I will not get up until I get the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣一定在天上在笑，笑说这个小孩子怎么这么没有耐心。
And Lord Jesus must be laughing at me in heaven, saying, this child has no patience.
我应该表现给主耶稣看。
And so I have to demonstrate my patience.
所以我就祷告说，主啊，求你帮助我。
And so I pray that, Lord, please help me.
让我专心。
That I'll focus.
让我不要去想我的身体会酸。
So that I won't think of the soreness in my body.
结果这样祷告，那个心就收回来了。
And when I pray in this way, my heart became more focused.
我就一直念Hallelujah赞美主，Hallelujah赞美主。
And I continued to repeat Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
结果祷告半个小时。
And another half an hour in,
我就发现我的舌头就开始一直跳动。
And I found my tongue, and it was moving.
那我就知道我得到圣灵。
And I knew that I received the Holy Spirit.
就很安心的睡觉。
And I slept very peacefully.
隔一天一大早起来，哇，那个真的是奇妙的事情就发生了。
And the next day when I got up, some miraculous things happened.
因为我从生病一直到那个时刻，一天的排尿量都不超过500cc 的。
And so from the time that I fell ill to that day, my daily urine was less than half liter.
我们正常人有时候憋尿一下一次就超过了。
And for normal people with normal functions, they may take that for one sitting.
但我一整天不超过。
But for me, the whole day, the urine content wouldn't be half a liter.
结果得到圣灵的隔一天呢，我清晨的时候，哇，他起来的时候，膀胱很胀。
And so that after I see the Holy Spirit the next morning, I got up and I really need to go to the bathroom.
就去小便的时候，哇，那感觉好舒服。
And so I went to the bathroom and it was very comfortable and relieving.
那时候我才真的体会到说，人生哦，能进能出哦，就是幸福的了。
And that is when I realized that in our life, as long as we function properly, then that is a blessing.
因为我已经被不能出折磨了将近一年了。
Because I have been under the suffering of not being able to produce urine for a year.
好，感谢主，那就慢慢的整个人就像气球一样，一直消，一直消。
And so thank God that the whole body began to come down the swelling.
消到皮包骨。
And I became just flesh and bones.
差不多55公斤而已。
And I was only 55 kilograms.
那我现在这个身材是当传道以后才信徒的爱心慢慢就变成这样子。
And my current figure is a result of the love of brothers and sisters after I became a preacher.
所以现在要开始减肥了。
And so I need to go.
可是每次减肥都失败。
But every time I go on a diet, I fail.
因为我们一天到晚都要去灵恩会出去讲习教会都要接待
Because we go out to visit churches and we have spiritual convocations and seminars and the church will receive us.
好，那感谢主，那就这样身体就慢慢复原。
And thank God that my health returned.
所以在1980年我又复学去完成大学的学业。
And so in 1980, I revisited the school and finished my diploma.
那在外面做贸易，大概做了5年多啊。
And I worked in the trading for about 5 years.
我感念到主耶稣这么爱我。
And I felt that Lord Jesus indeed loved me greatly.
这个生命是主耶稣给我的。
And he has given me this life.
因为我是真的一颗药都没吃的。
Because indeed I did not take one pill of medication.
到现在已经33年多了。
And until now it's been 33 years.
等于就是活着都是主耶稣给我活的。
And then I know that Lord Jesus is keeping me alive.
所以我就后来就献身出来当传道。
And so I dedicated myself to be a preacher.
愿意把主耶稣赐给我的生命，我再献给他，然后来服侍他。
And I'm willing to take the life that Lord Jesus has given me and dedicate it back to Him.
所以现在才有机会来这边跟大家碰面。
And so I have the opportunity to meet all of you.
不然你想，我人住在台湾，怎么可能跑到这边来？
Or if you think, if I lived in Taiwan, why would I come here?
一切都是主的恩典。
And all of this is the grace of God.
我当时有时候午夜梦回的时候就会想说，如果不是主耶稣，现在我的骨头搞不好可以打鼓了。
And sometimes in the night, I'll think to myself, if it weren't for Lord Jesus, I may already be dead.
所以我们的教会是真神建立的教会。
And this church is a church established by the true God.
神迹在我们身上是一种应许。
And the miracles that happen upon us is a type of promise.
主耶稣不是在马可福音16章16节讲吗？
And then Lord Jesus said in Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 16,
信的人必有神迹随着他。
That those who believe will be followed by miracles and signs.、
哦、所以对我们信神的人呢，这就是主的恩典。
And so for those who believe in Lord Jesus, this is his grace.
感谢主，这就是我来认识神的一个过程。
And this is the process that I came to believe in the Lord.
愿一切荣耀都归给天上的真神。
And may all glory and be unto the Holy God in heaven.
我就见证到这边。
And here I end my testimony.
我们来唱赞美诗394首。
Let us sing a hymn 394.